outbreak of the human papillomavirus, the HPV vaccine in the Teso subregion remains low, with about 50% of targeted girls missing the full vaccination, despite the vaccine being freely available since 2015. Health workers say that the low uptake is slowing efforts to reduce the cervical cancer cases in the region. Rachel Adongo, a midwife at Sorochi Regional Referral Hospital, says that the main barriers include a limited knowledge among the caregivers, a fear of side effects, and then misconceptions about infertility and poor awareness of the vaccination schedules. She also notes that misinformation, mistrust, and circulating rumors amongst the people that are supposed to be taking up the vaccines, together with the vaccine's safety and effectiveness, continue to discourage some of the parents from allowing their daughters to be vaccinated. This is what she says.
We are still actually the approach on sensitization, and this we still use the radio talk show programs, and then we use the community gatherings like the churches, the burial grounds. We take advantage of those spaces to create about the awareness, so that every woman should know when to scream and when to report to the facility timing.
Janet Alabo, the Assistant District Health Officer in charge of maternal and child health, has urged the parents to ensure that girls aged 10 years are vaccinated as part of the national prevention strategy. The Ministry of Health continues to offer HPV vaccines free of charge to girls aged 9 to 14 years in a bid to prevent cervical cancer, although officials say sustained community sensitization is needed to address the ongoing social and logistical challenges. Moving on.